Control charts are also useful on attributes or count data, and there's a handful of different slight variations to these. The primary one is that you end up with just a single chart, and instead of the X bar or individuals chart and the something to deal with the range. So instead of a mean and standard deviation type look at the data, we're going to deal with just proportions or counts or individual charts in each case. And even though there is such a thing as standard deviation of these things, generally the parameters are so related that having just the proportions or just the counts provides you ample information for your control chart purposes. And so I think that's primarily why there's just single charts involved. So it's a little bit easier. What does get a little bit harder is that you have to pick the appropriate chart for your data, and you do give up some information. And so as you remember from earlier discussions about variables data and attribute data, the types of data that we deal with, that attribute data in some cases is the only kind that's available. But if you're converting attribute or variables data into attributes, then you're giving up information. So if you're making individual readings and then comparing that to a standard, say, or specifications, and converting that to pass-fail type data, it's better to capture those individual readings and do your control chart, because it's on the order of a order of magnitude more information. So meaning you could use an order of magnitude less data to detect the same amount of change in your process. So it's a whole lot more powerful using variables data. But there are cases where you're not really interested in the surface area in a paint blemish, but you're just interested in, is there a paint blemish or not? And in that case, it's just count data. And there's other types of things that we deal with that are only really available to us as attribute data. So in those cases, that's what we've got to work with. And there are ways to use control charts to determine if those processes are stable or not. So one of the sets of charts that we deal with is the ones that are defectives. And in this case, it's the charts that are, it's the whole unit, basically, or the element of the unit that I'm interested in that is or is not defective. And so we use P charts or NP charts, which are a little bit simpler. It's just the NP chart is the number of defects that we're dealing with. So if I have, say, five samples and I have a particular probability of something occurring, then that's N and P. I multiply those together. But basically, I'm taking my number of samples and I'm counting how many units are bad. So using my car door example from earlier, if I'm inspecting car doors and I have a lot of or a group of 10 of these that I'm checking and three of them are bad, well, my NP is 3. I have 3 defective in that particular case. Now, a P chart, on the other hand, is just the fraction defective. Often we use percentages for that. But it's basically a average fraction defective. And so the way we typically calculate it is without that times 100%. So it's a number between 0 and 1. And so a coin flip, if it's a fair coin, it's a 0.5 or 50% would be our probability of occurring in one side or the other. And so you also see in the control charts this the average P value that we calculate from, say, 25 or so samples, and to multiply that times 1 minus P. Well, some books will list 1 minus P as the letter Q, Q bar. And so P times 1 minus P is a standard deviation calculation for probabilities like this, for proportions. And so it's 3 times the standard deviation. It's the PQ divided by N, basically square root. That's our standard deviation term for a binomial distribution like this. And so, again, it's 3 standard deviation control limits, and that makes the interpretation of the control charts the same as with the X-bar R charts. NP charts has just a slightly different calculation for it. We're using NP times 1 minus NP, and the dividing by N gets taken out of that. But it gives us a pretty straightforward way to do calculations for the percentage defective, or if it's more convenient, the number of defectives from a lot. And they're both based on the binomial distribution. On the other hand, sometimes we're counting, say, paint blemishes in the car door, or the number of defects in some unit area or on a unit, for example. And there can be more than one defect per unit, per item we're inspecting. And so again, we're doing count data. The control charts are pretty straightforward to calculate. There's no factors involved. We just use the data itself. And these are based on the Poisson distribution. So it's a slightly different distribution given the different nature of the data we're dealing with. But once again, we're going to be doing plus or minus 3 standard deviations on the control chart. Interpretation is the same as what we're used to. Now, here's a hypothetical question for you. Could you use just P charts instead of any of the other charts and get by? And if so, what do you give up? What information do you lose, or what resolution do you lose by using only P charts? All right, hopefully the wheels are spinning there, because you should be able to figure out how to answer that question. And I think it's a good exercise to review the different kinds of charts and how they would deal with this, basically a data stream coming at them. So give that some thought. And if you care to, share your answer in the discussion forums or send me an answer, and I'd be curious to see how you think through this one. Next, we'll take a look at, I've been mentioning is you interpret the charts the same. Well, let's actually talk about how do you interpret control charts.